problem is that this is nothing new. This is to be predicted. This is something that I raised with the minister back in October when I raised the whole issue of the underfunding, understaffing of Letterkenny General Hospital, and predicted that we would see scenes like this that emerged this day, this weekend in the hospital again. And the reality is, when a government cuts a budget, the health budget, to the extent that it does, when it actually takes away staff, when it closes beds in our community, this is the effect that it has. And unfortunately for the government and for the minister, this is just statistics. It's 493 people across the state. It's 20 in Letterkenny. But for every single one of them, it's a father, a mother, a brother, a sister, a son or a daughter. And it's simply unacceptable. And in 2015, we should not have to have sick, vulnerable patients waiting in corridors and trolleys or in hospital chairs for hours on end waiting for treatment. And this will continue until the government actually takes serious action on this here and put in place the nursing staff and the type of resources that our hospital and community hospital needs to be able to deal with an increase in demand in the future, because the demand is only increasing. It's not going to decrease. Our population is getting older, people are living longer, and we've seen hundreds of beds taken out of the system over the last number of years.
Now, it's obvious there's no easy fix here. Letterkenny General isn't unique. This is a countrywide problem. But what's the answers? How do we fix this? What would Sinn Féin do if they were in government?
Well, the first thing you need to do is you need to look at three areas. You need to look at management, you need to look at resources, and those resources need to be in terms of funding of the hospitals, but also in terms of human resources. And we've seen over 6,000 nurses being taken out of the system in the last number of years. We need to start replacing those nurses. When you have calls from the likes of the INMO, which are calling for emergency measures to recruit nurses from Australia and from England, those have to be taken serious. Remember, the number of patients that were in trolleys this weekend is over what was there in 2011 when the state called a national emergency. The problem here is that we're getting just too accustomed to having our patients or vulnerable people or elderly sitting in hospital trolleys for hours on end. This is an absolute scandal, and it needs to stop, and it can be stopped. It's all about resources. It's all about ensuring that the step-down facilities are there. I and my offices are aware of issues just before Christmas, for example, when patients should have been discharged from Letterkenny General Hospital, but because the resources weren't there, these are people that were fit to go home, they simply couldn't be discharged, which means that they're occupying a bed which somebody else is waiting on a hospital chair and a trolley that should be in. These are issues of management, issues of resources, and issues of human resources. But the key to this here is this can be fixed if the willingness is there. This doesn't have to be go on next week or next month, or we shouldn't be seeing the same scenes next year. If the political will is there, then it can be done. And that's why we in our budget prioritised the whole issue of accident emergency in our alternative budget. But again, as I said, that has fallen on deaf ears, and is revealed today again that the HSE demanded four times more money than the government required, that the government gave them to deal with this crisis. But that's not to be, you know, that's not surprising given this government's record on health.
And just in relation to the HSE's head of acute hospitals resigning, how much pressure does that put on the Health Minister, Leo Varadkar?
I think the Health Minister is under severe pressure. He's very good at handling the media and so on. But as I said, you know, this was declared a national emergency when we had over 400 people on national trolleys in 2015. You know, while we're coming out of the winter, we haven't had, you know, the severe weather which causes health problems in our community. And the fact that we've got nearly the highest number of hospital patients on trolleys and on hospital chairs in the last decade is a national scandal. And this is what it's all about, Barry. It's, you know, when you make political choices to provide tax cuts to the most wealthiest in society, this is the effects it has on your public sector. It's all about political choices. And the key thing here is that if the state wants to end hospital waiting lists and trolleys and on chairs, then it can do so, but it needs to prioritise that over other areas.